I believe this is the reason, as more and more I've thought about it, why is it, Lord, that so many people who seem to have understood what we have taught through many years don't seem to know you as Father in the way you have revealed it to me? They seem to be so anxious and tense and grumble and complain. They don't know the Father. And why is it so many of them think they are building a church and it's just another congregation? And the answer I got is they don't have revelation. They have understood everything in their head, and they think they can go out with that head knowledge and know the Father and build the church. It's not possible. Matthew 16:18, he said, "On this rock I will build my church." The Roman Catholics say Peter is the rock. I say to you, you're Peter, upon this rock I will build my church. The Protestants don't have an adequate explanation for that verse. They say, no, Christ is the rock. Because Jesus said, and Peter said in verse 16, "Christ, the Son of the living God." You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's right. Jesus said, "On this rock I will build my church." But there's one thing they leave out, even Protestant Christians, and that is verse 17. Matthew 16:17, "Blessed are you, Simon, because flesh and blood," or human cleverness, "did not give you this revelation. My Father in heaven revealed me to you. On this rock, this revealed Christ, this Christ whom you saw by revelation in your heart, on this rock I will build my church." You know, the Apostle Paul said in Galatians in chapter 1, we know that he saw Jesus on the Damascus road. That's how he was converted. But that was outwardly, with his physical eyes, he saw Jesus in glory, a vision, and he was converted. But there's something else that happened in the succeeding days after that, that is mentioned in Galatians 1:15 and 16. "God, who set me apart from my mother's womb, called me through his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son inside me." That is another thing. He gave me a revelation of Jesus Christ inside, in my heart. There was a revelation of who Christ was. And then he went out and built the true church. Many, many people have not seen the revealed Christ. They have seen Christ hanging on the cross, the external Christ hanging on the cross who rose up from the dead. And you tell this person, "Do you believe you're a sinner?" "Yes, you believe you're a sinner. It's all in the head. You believe he died on the cross." I feel that many of you have responded like that. It's good. But your life is so shallow because you've not sought for revelation in your heart. You cannot say that the Father revealed Christ in me. That makes a world of difference. "Blessed are you, Simon, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you. My Father in heaven revealed." It says in Matthew chapter 11 that, I don't know whether you believe this, Matthew 11:27. See this little statement in the middle of that verse. "No one knows the Son except the Father." Do you believe that? No one knows in the real deep sense of knowing Jesus except God the Father. And God the Father can reveal the Son to Peter, to some others. Why didn't he reveal the Son to the Pharisees? Why did the Pharisees think he is Beelzebub? It's possible to say, "I've accepted Jesus as my Savior," because externally, I know I'm a sinner. With my intellect, I know I'm a sinner, and I know that he died for my sins. I accept him. But there's no change, much change in your life. your attitude to sin doesn't seem to have changed much, because the Son has not been revealed in you, because you're not interested in revelation. You have to have a hunger for revelation. You have to have a reverence for God to get revelation. You have to consider it more important than everything else in the world to get revelation. Another thing, it says here, further down in Matthew 11:27, no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son reveals Him. Has Jesus Christ revealed the Father to you? Or did you hear some nice messages in CFC explaining how God is a father, how your earthly fathers care for children, so like that God will care for you, and you brainwash yourself to believe it's all in the head, and you go away from the meeting, God is my father, and some problem arises and you're anxious and tense and grumble and complain? You didn't get any revelation on God as a father. Not at all. It didn't change your life one bit. What a work the devil has done by making people think that it's all in the head. In the Old Testament, it was there. And that's why the scribes who studied the scriptures finally killed Jesus Christ. And that's why you hear of pastors who preach and then commit adultery. And that's why you read of, you don't read of it, but there are many, many people who think they have understood all about holiness and all that, who have sexual fantasies and live with dirty thoughts and fight with their husbands and wives and pursue after money and never fulfill their function as a part of the body of Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, don't let the devil rob you of your inheritance. That's all I say. Paul believed in this so much. When he was writing to the Ephesian Christians, he told them, there are some amazing things which I want to tell you, Ephesians chapter 1. But I'm praying for you. I'm praying that the God of our, Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, will give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. He's not saying to the Ephesians, please read my letter 10 times, study it, analyze it, divide it into subtopics and topics like they do in Bible schools, and you'll understand it. That's not the way. That's why Jesus never sent His disciples to a Bible school. In the entire Old Testament, no prophet, no true prophet came out of a Bible school. There was a great dearth of prophets in the Old Testament. In the reading of Samuel's time, there was no open vision. There were no prophets. And I think sometime during that period of Samuel's lifetime, somebody started a Bible school. I don't know who it is. Probably Samuel. Because he thought he could train prophets. And you read about them in 2 Kings, about they're called the sons of the prophets. That means Bible school students. And they went through their Bible school, got their degrees, and came out and prophesied in the king's court. They were the false prophets you read about in the Old Testament. All the false prophets came out of the Bible schools in the Old Testament. And they opposed the true prophets of God, like Elijah and Elisha. I believe you will discover in the final day that no true prophet of God ever came out of a Bible school. They learned at the feet of Jesus. They lived before Him. They got revelation.